Well, over the border in Poland, cities are scrambling to register hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian refugees, all of whom will need to find work, housing, and schools. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Krakow, Poland's second largest city.
17-year-old Galia Olachowa sips tea in a pop-up lunchroom tucked into an abandoned mall.
We eat here, we cook here, we sleep here, we do everything here.
She's from Odessa, the Ukrainian port city on the Black Sea. Galia and her mother have lived in this abandoned mall in Krakow since fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I've heard there are more than 100,000 Ukrainians here in Krakow, and that it's hard to find space for us. But you know, I don't feel unwelcome at all.
Poland passed a law last month allowing Ukrainians to stay here for at least 18 months. Galia's mother, Sara Tarasanchka, is a trained psychologist, and she counsels fellow Ukrainians eager to work in Krakow.
A third of the Ukrainians I've met here have university degrees, and more than half have technical degrees or training of some kind. The key is to find work you have been trained to do.
The city has set up a pop-up job placement center for the refugees in a sports arena. Radosław Szczeszetlecki greets them there.
Most of the available work we have is basic, like working in a warehouse or in cleaning services. As you can see, we have a list here of only those jobs.
Nearby are rows of tables where volunteers help Ukrainians register for ID numbers. These help them access benefits and health care. The refugee relief efforts are coordinated by City Hall. Krakow's longtime mayor, Jacek Majchrowski, says it's increasingly challenging to find housing for the Ukrainians, most of whom are women and children.
These children need to go to school. We have made space for them in our schools, but the problem is that they don't speak any Polish whatsoever. So we've hired some of the refugees, who are teachers themselves, to help.
At a nearby elementary school, 11-year-old Linda Voronaya walks down the hall with a Ukrainian teacher saying,
Гуляти, ходити, общатися з другими.
Linda is from Kyiv, where she loved exploring parks with her friends. Her best friend here is 12-year-old Kristina Witkowska, who is also from Kyiv.
Я знайшла нових друзів тут.
She says she brought one thing with her from Ukraine, her father's sweater. He died a couple of years ago. Leaving Kyiv, she says, felt like she was leaving him. Principal Bozhena Mikosh embraces the girls and a few other Ukrainian kids outside her office.
Our parents and students want these kids to feel welcome. We got them backpacks with all the essentials. Notebooks, pens, markers, things like that. We offered them new clothes and free meals. We want to offer the students security, not just an education.
She says that many of the students tell her they don't want to stay in Poland, that they want to go back to Ukraine as soon as it's safe. But Krakow's mayor says he expects the city to host displaced Ukrainians for a long time. We have found a place for the first wave of refugees, he says, but there's so many on the other side, in Ukraine, as this war keeps dragging on. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Krakow, Poland.